Right, it's Friday. 8 minutes to go before we get to the top of the hour, and Penny Faree is in the house with a Friday Focus, looking back on the week that was in local news. Hello, Penny.
Morning, Mike. Morning, everyone. We're going to be ending your segment with Friday Focus, and we're going to start with something that's very important and dominating the news currently. If you employ a domestic worker or a gardener, or you let out a room or cottage on your property, the state is now looking at you. Immigration enforcement is turning for the first time in more than two decades on the people who employ and house undocumented workers, not only on the workers themselves. On Wednesday, Acting National Police Commissioner Lieutenant General Pulang Dimpane warned that people who employ or house undocumented immigrants can be arrested and charged under the Immigration Act. She singled out households with gardeners and domestic workers who lack proper documentation. The Labor Department says surprise inspections of private homes are already happening. This matters here on the North Coast because the numbers point straight at the suburbs and gated estates. Stats SA data shows private households are the single largest employer of immigrants in the country, ahead of construction and retail. Employing an undocumented worker carries a fine or up to 5 years in prison for repeat offenders. Housing someone is a separate charge with up to 5 years, and the burden of proof sits with you. Once it is shown the worker had no right to work, the law presumes you knew. What remains unresolved is whether any route exists to regularize a long-serving worker. Home Affairs has not answered that question. A bill now before Parliament proposes a fine of 100,000 rand for the first offence. And now the killers of botanists Rodney and Rachel Saunders will spend the rest of their lives in prison. The Durban High Court on Thursday sentenced Sayafad Del Fuchia, his wife Fatima Patel, and Malawian national Ahmad Musa to two life terms each, plus 23 years for the couple's kidnapping, robbery, and murder. The sentencing closes a case that began in February 2018 when the couple, aged 73 and 64, were abducted in the Ngoye Forest near Shawi, north of the Tugela River in northern KwaZulu-Natal. They were collecting rare indigenous seeds. Their bodies were later recovered on the banks of the Tugela. More than 700,000 rand was drained from their accounts. Judge Esther Stain found the trio targeted the couple because of their age, hunting them for their possessions when they posed no threat. She found no remorse from any of the accused. Dalvicio received a further 5 years for setting fire to Tongatula cane farms in 2017, causing damage estimated at 2.3 million rand. The trial ran for more than 3 years and heard 60 witnesses, including the first forensic anthropologist to testify in that role in a South African court. Stain found the accused caused the delays themselves through 11 failed applications and could not claim credit for time in custody. Patel and Davichia refused to leave the holding cells for sentencing. Their lawyers say they will study the judgment before deciding on an appeal. And now some practical news for parents of school holiday. Home Affairs offices are staying open 2 hours later, closing at 6 p.m. instead of 4 from now until 21st of July. That extension applies at offices equipped to process smart ID cards and is aimed at learners who need to apply for or collect the IDs during the break. For North Coast residents, the nearest processing office is the Kwadukuza office at 70 Hewlett Street in Stanger. Residents are advised to book an appointment through the online booking system on the Home Affairs website before visiting, though walk-ins will start. It will still be held. There are other routes worth knowing about. Home Affairs says 203 bank branches across the country now process replacement smart ID cards, and more than a quarter of a million people have used that service since it's launched in March. For families, the timing matters. Matric learners need a valid ID to write their final examinations, and the school holidays rush at Home Affairs is an annual pressure point. The extended hours end on the 21st of July, the same week the schools reopen. And we end on the beach. The Belita Pro, presented by O'Neill, opens tomorrow at Willard Beach, running until the 18th of July. This is the 57th edition of the world's longest running professional surfing event and the 17th year it has been hosted in Kwadukuza. It is also stop one of the World Surf League Challenger Series, the qualifying pathway to the League Championship Tour. In the year, the league celebrates 50 years of crowning world champions. And the first week belongs to the juniors, and the Belita Open qualifying event, along with the beach activations, environmental campaigns, and the free music concerts at Salt Rock Main Beach. The main event, the Men's and Women's Challenger Series, runs from the 12th to the 18th of July, when the world's top emerging surfers arrive to chase championship tour qualifications. Durban's Luke Thompson returns as defending men's champion, with Spain's Nadia Rostada defeating the women's title. And Kwadukuza Municipality remains the event's major funder and licensee, and the municipality says the pro draws thousands of visitors to the North Coast economy each year. And this is Friday Focus for this week. The waves at Willow Beach have 2 weeks of world-class surfing ahead of them, and we're going to have a super good weekend ahead of us.
Penny, you know it's true. We'll be keeping tabs on the scene, of course, and looking forward to seeing this time next week how the first week of the pro has unfolded.
Yes.
And maybe before then we'll have a little pop in the pond, a pebble to make a ripple on a Monday morning. What do you say?
Yes, always. You know, start our Mondays and our week on a positive note. And I think we all need some good news, hey,
absolutely,
with all that's happening around the country right now.
Well, we'll definitely look forward to that one on Monday then, Penny. And thanks for the Friday Focus on this Friday, the 3rd of July, at the start of a new month. Hope you get to warm up a bit on this fresh Friday.
No, I love this. Durban winter is my favorite. I'm very happy.
Yeah, let's be honest. It's not that bad. And bringing you back to the music. One more little half a song before we get into your business and sports bulletin coming up next.